It seems that the more people have, the more they want, and the less thankful they become. Have you noticed that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. I was in Thailand not so long ago, and if you've ever had anything to do with the Thai people, you'll know that they're so incredibly gracious. It's part of who they are. I decided that if I was going to learn just one word in Thai, it would have to be thank you, because I had so many occasions on which to thank these wonderful people, so I did. Khop khun krap. And this is how it goes. You put your hands together, you do a small bow, and you say, khop khun krap. On the way home in the plane, I was thinking, wouldn't it be amazing if we lived in a world where we become far less demanding and showed more appreciation for the things that other people do for us, even the simplest things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace that Christ gives you control your thinking. It is for peace that you are chosen to be together in one body, and always be thankful. Isn't that interesting? Peace and thankfulness go together. In fact, what God's saying here is that if we allow the peace of God, the peace that comes through Christ and Christ alone, to control our thinking, then what flows out of that is a sense of unity with one another and a thankful heart. How much better would our lives be if we drank in the peace of Christ each morning? If we were at peace with one another, if we approached each day, each situation, with a thankful heart. Let the peace of Christ control your thinking and always be thankful. Khop khun krap. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. I know that God wants to fill you with His peace, and that's what this week's TV message is all about. You can catch it online at ChristianityWorks.com. Just click on This Week on TV on the homepage, and may you be blessed as you receive God's word. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.